Yes, the beef is so real between Wale and Meek Mill. It's getting amped up too. Meek tweeted, quote, Wale just ain't gonna tweet a thing about my album. He's been hating on me for a long time. Don't even text me, cornball. He then tweeted, I don't really want no suckers within arm's reach. I might lose control.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of a threat, but he didn't put any names with that one. He didn't add nobody. So Wale responded with a repost of a photo of Meek's single, which Wale did indeed post a few weeks ago. Wale basically says he pick ups everybody, even though they don't big up him. He says he knows he doesn't fit the mold and he might be bipolar, but he's not.
Wale has had that same story from day one. And I like Wale.
I like Wale a lot.
You know what, man? But you know what? You can't make everybody love you.
No.
Yeah, you can. You know what, though? He really did. He did post the boys' album. What did Meek Mill want? Yeah. What did he want? He posted a few weeks ago. What did he want?
Well, he said something about he didn't show up to his listening party.
Yeah, he didn't go to his listening party. But maybe they're not great friends.
That was the single that he posted before, not the album, which just they just posted. Because Rick Ross did it first.
Well, MMG, they're all in MMG, and they're supposed to, like, you know, help each other out and big up everybody. So.
And Wale, he brings his own to the table of MMG. You know, he's not supposed to be like everyone else.
No, he's not. And he says it. He's like, listen, I know I don't fit the mold. I date girls who do yoga and paint. I don't do what everybody else
plays Zelda.
Yeah, he did. He says he plays Zelda. What's wrong with that? Cat Williams crashes Rolls Royce into a raggedy Honda, but he says those people were taunting him and they stopped in front of him on purpose. They wanted him to hit him. At least that's what he says. The cops didn't believe it. He also got into trouble not less than 24 hours later when cops questioned him after his bodyguard tased a guy who kicked Cat's car.
Hallucination.
Keisha Cole is now dating Don Benjamin. You're saying who's Don Benjamin?
Yes.
He's a model who was a contestant. He's a model.
Oh, okay.
He was a contestant on America's Next Top Model, Cycle 20. He's hot. At least that's what everybody in here seems to think.
There you go.
Zoe Saldana hasn't announced it yet, but I'll go ahead and do it for her. She's pregnant. Malia Obama. Now, you know, she's in L.A. I told y'all a few weeks ago she's working on Halle Berry's movie. She's like a production assistant, something like that. Anyway, she was at this really famous L.A. restaurant that, like, celebrities go here, and there's always a gazillion photographers here just camped out waiting for, you know, celebrities to come through. So they took a million pictures of Malia, and then they sent it to this agency, you know, and they're like photographers so they can buy the picture, post it on the blogs, whatever. Well, Michelle Obama, her people was like, you better get rid of that picture. Do not ever put pictures of Malia up anywhere. And guess what they did? Got rid of that picture.
Oh,
I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RussParrShow.com. You can tweet us too at RussParrShow, hashtag RPMS top tweets, or you can tweet me at FredasFlix. That was a mouthful.
I appreciate that.
There's a lot to say.
Yeah.
And there's so much I missed.